day. Can you believe?
Brown cow.
I got a pocket full of sunshine. I got a love, and I know that it's all mine. Oh,
Ruby has distracted me. A distraction has labeled me a distraction to the class, so I'm not allowed to talk. She said she is distracted by me, and I'm not allowed to talk anymore. I'm so sorry.
So we're gonna lay something down on the line here. Patrick has an issue with catastrophizing things, and he's just kind of projecting that on me right now. And it's not
did
sexy.
Did you or did you not say that you podcasted our shows without me here because I was a distraction?
Yeah.
See, I'm not catastrophizing. It's real.
But you can still
talk.
I'm
also going to die after this show.
That's not true. That's not true.
Only time will tell. I'm Patrick.
And I'm Ruby.
And this is It's Gay Area on 2SER 107.3.
And Joy FM 94.9. How we doing?
I'm doing good. I
was actually asking the people listening.
Well, I would also ask them, but they can't talk back to
us. Oh my God, Patrick, I completely forgot. You're so right. They can't talk back.
Ruby's always very much like, I'm going to talk to the listeners, and then she forgets that.
I keep forgetting. I keep hearing voices, but then it's just the mice that live in my shoes.
I thought you were going to say
brain. And they
say,
good, thanks.
I don't think you have mice that live in your shoes. I think you're lying.
Just kidding. It's the mice that lives in my chef hat and makes me cook good.
That was a rat. That was a rat.
Yeah, I have a mouse.
No, you don't.
Because I'm wearing a much smaller chef
hat. You're not
hat.
Wearing a chef hat. You're lying to our listeners.
The beauty of the radio.
I'm going to take a photo of you. I'm going to take a photo of you right
what
now.
What I'm wearing. I'm wearing a tiny chef's hat, and under it is a little mouse that makes me good at cooking.
I'm wearing a sexy, sexy bra that's see-through, and you can see my whole areolas. And then I'm wearing also a very small thong, so you can see my enormous bulge.
And I'm not even going to deny it. See?
You should, because I'm not wearing that and you're not wearing a chef hat.
But I'm so sick
of these lies.
I think lying can be good.
I agree, actually.
Yeah.
I'm the Pope.
And I'm just a fun little guy.
Yeah. And you're listening to our radio show. Isn't that wild?
Isn't that so beautiful?
That's so crazy.
So tonight, we're going to be having a fun little time. We're bringing Silvio back on tonight to talk about his past few wrestling matches that he's had. Ever since we talked to him, he's been involved in about 3 or 4 wrestling matches now.
Yeah.
And the people love him.
The people love him. And since we're not as talented as Silvio is, Ruby will be pissing on air and I will be shitting on air.
No, I'm going to be... It's a bit of ASMR. Basically,
right.
I'm going to be standing at about arm's length from the microphone and I'll be violently punching at the microphone. I won't hit it, but you'll hear the air just cutting as I punch towards the microphone and you'll know that I'll be punching.
I will still be shitting.
Patrick will still be shitting.
Yeah.
This is true.
And that's inherently queer if you think about it.
It's true.
Yeah.
If you shit... Guess what?
You're gay.
Welcome to the community, baby.
If you're hetero, you should sew your whole shirt.
Yeah, no more shitting for you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like, you know the Matrix scene where, like, in the original Matrix from 1999, I think, or 1998, or maybe 2000.
Maybe
I think it was 2003. I think it was 2003. But then it's a scene where Agent Smith is interrogating Neo in a room. And then Neo...
Are we talking the first Matrix?
The first
1999.
Matrix. Yeah. And then Mr. Matrix, his mouth sort of gloops shut because that's what Agent Smith makes it do. That's what your hole should be like if you're a hetero man or
Matrix
woman.
Was... 2 hours and 30 minutes long.
I do, because I watched it the other night in
my
house.
It's too long.
I don't think it's long enough.
I think all movies should be 5 minutes maximum.
I agree, but I don't agree. I'm lying to you.
That's fair.
I also think that if you... this is just a PSA. If you have watched The Matrix, any of The Matrixes, Matrix 1, 2, and 3, Matrix, Revolution. No, Revolution's the third one. I can't remember what the second one. Reloaded.
Yeah.
If you've watched any of those and at any point during the movie, if you've thought, oh, I don't really love this, you're a transphobe.
Exactly, because the Matrix movies are about the trans experience. So.
It really is. And like the effing T is...
Fuck.
Yeah, fucking fuck. Tea. But also you're a transphobe. I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's T.
Oopsie.
We're going to play a song.
Oh,
no. We're going
to
play...
Oh, no, I have to go.
Okay, bye. We're going to play a track off of Collarbone's new album, Futurity. Futurity?
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 Collarbones, if you're listening.
Futurity? I hope you're listening. Futurity? It's off Collarbone's new album.
Featuring?
They did it featuring Banoffee. and this track is called Wish Me Luck. You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 and Joy FM
94.9. 2SER. Whee!
Yeah. hello.
I'm not done.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Can someone send me some food? I'm quite hungry. I haven't eaten today.
That's a worry. Anyway, that was My Girl by Sienna Liggins.
Preceded by?
Before that was Wish Me Luck by Collarbones featuring Banoffee from the new album Futurity. And
available wherever fine music is streamed and sold.
Yeah, you can find all of the music that we play on Gay Area, usually on SoundCloud.
Spotify.
So I said SoundCloud, and I was thinking Spotify, but my mouth said SoundCloud.
But like last week, our song was on SoundCloud, so you weren't wrong.
I wasn't completely wrong.
Occasionally,
in the
even
way that
Bandcamp.
I said it. Sometimes Bandcamp. There's some good stuff on
and
Bandcamp.
And sometimes from My Sweet Sweet Hole.
And sometimes that. Anyway,
no, I'm kidding. We've never played any music.
We're
My
now
Sweet
joined
Hole.
By the lovely Silvio Milano, pro wrestler.
He has me in headlock as we speak.
He has us both in a headlock.
Yeah,
this is my
talent.
Show now.
this is the gay wrestling.
I've worked so hard, and now I've been deposed. It's so sad.
Sad. We're all sad. We're not sad.
No, we're not. I am. We're happy here.
So, how you feeling, Silvio?
I just said it. We're all happy here. In my nice tight arms with a good headlock on both of us.
I asked him to crush me with his thighs.
Uh-huh.
But
my legs are pretty amazing.
I believe that.
Mm. I also believe that, but he won't crush me with them. It's so sad.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, I know. It's really sad.
So, Silvio, as we mentioned before, you've had about 3 or 4 shows since we last talked to you. It was about 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you've been quite busy.
Oh, all the time.
How have they been?
Crazy, amazing, special, all of the above. Mm-hmm. I can't even count like how many shows it has been because my concept of time is that fractured. But
also, I feel like gays can't count very well.
No, we really can't.
No.
Like, I need to force myself to use a calendar, otherwise I'll genuinely have no idea about anything that I'm doing. And it is terrible.
The day? Don't know. Year? No idea.
What's that?
I don't even know how old I am right now.
Last time I checked, I was 8, but it was a while since I last checked.
I'm 13 and I need a ride home.
I can't drive. And I'm 23.
Neither can I.
Oy.
I'm 46.
And we're high five.
So yeah, where have your last shows been?
Well, excitingly, I've been training at this place called PWA, which is arguably, well, in my opinion, I'll say, the best show in New South Wales, mm-hmm. probably one of the best in Australia. And I've been training there for about maybe nearly 3 years now, waiting for a very long time for like the right opportunity to come up to debut and like finally be like, oh, it's a new crowd, it's a new audience. Mm-hmm. So I debuted on a show called Quack to the Future, which was a Green Label show, which is where if you're green, you perform. And it was really cool because we got like live streamed on OVO. So it was like, if you weren't there, you could still like watch it and people can still go watch it on the OVO app and everything like now. So that was sick. And I was like, this is great. Like, I really hope that I get to be able to do more shows like that, but I wasn't like looking for anything else. Then there was a show called Lucha Fantastica. But I can't tell you who I was on that because we were all wearing masks. But I was there. I was there by
association.
Oh,
it's like the masked singer.
Yeah, it was like a secret. It's like, who are we? Everyone can tell, but we never say it. Mm-hmm. And then the day after that, it was a Black Label show for PWA. And that was called Break Their Backs and Make Them Rumble.
Is that when you fuck someone live on stage?
I honestly, the name that they used for it, I just felt like I had to win because it was like... you like, come on.
Come on.
But I wasn't even expecting to be on that. It kind of just happened, and because it was like a huge, like, 30-man battle royal, whatnot. Mm-hmm. Went in there, kissed someone, kicked a few people, and I eliminated myself because Madison Eagles came out, and I wasn't going to deal with that.
That's what I usually do on a night out. Yeah. I come inside, I kiss someone. Yeah. Then I get,
like,
kicked out of the
club.
You
come inside first, then you kiss someone?
Yeah, it's I don't like romance, yeah, so I will own. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm sorry.
I like Bad Romance, the song by Lady Gaga.
That's a very nice song. She performed it at the VMAs in 2009, if you didn't know.
I love that you have that on record.
I was watching it last night. Oh. So I have a question for you, Silvio. In any of these wrestling matches, did you kill anyone? Are you allowed to kill men?
I have 3 kill allowances.
Okay.
But I'm saving them up.
Okay.
That's, yeah. You know what, that's, is it the kind of thing where every show you do, they give you one?
No, it's like, you know, three leave for life. When you're working part-time, where it's like, you do a show and you get like a little bit of one.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it builds up.
It just accumulates.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, I would love that.
Ruby, do you know if we've spoken to the station manager about how many kill allowances we get per show?
Every time I ask, they tell me in a hushed voice, don't say that out loud.
Fair.
Oh.
And I go, sorry, so how many people can I kill?
I think we can only kill non-gays, but
that's fair.
Fine.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Which is legal.
Mm. It's legal.
Completely legal.
So,
fun fact, any gay person can kill any straight person, and it's completely
fine. It's completely legal.
Yeah.
So have you made any new fans from these shows?
Well, apparently I have, but they didn't come say hello to me, did they now, Ruby?
Okay. But I like that was a bit of a setup. But I've had a few friends who have gone to Silvio's shows, and I've told them about Silvio and how I know him, and how he's fantastic.
And you're like, oh my god, I know him. Like, you should go and watch.
Oh
him.
Oh my
like,
god, you should go and see him. Like, it'd be so amazing. And then at the shows, they'll like take a video and send it to me and be like, Silvio's doing so good.
And yet they still wouldn't come up and say hello.
So if you're listening, say hi to Silvio.
I like to say hello. Because that's where my pitch starts.
I love
and then I'll make
hello.
You buy a shirt.
And then I introduce you to my pyramid scheme.
Did you know how you can make lots of money real quick?
I'm a pro wrestler, and you can make money just the same.
You could be a pro wrestler. Actually, that's a good segue into the next question.
Nothing. We make nothing.
Great. How much do you make? Do you have any tips for any queer people wanting to get into wrestling?
Well, when I first started off, there wasn't a lot of us around, and that's kind of the reason why I pushed so heavily for my character to like be so affluent, and like I wanted to be obviously gay. Like, I really wanted to be in your face. Like, I'm going to be wearing pink. Everything I do is going to be like that because I wanted to do it. Like, it's me as a person and it's me as a wrestler, because there wasn't a lot of people that I was seeing doing that. So there's a lot of us coming through now, and it's just about like, you got to do this. You got to prove your worth to anyone.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think that you have to put in any different work that other people have. Just work as hard, just as like I've been there. I've trained for 2 years to finally get. Sorry.
No.
My voice. How dare you?
You're just so passionate.
Just got possessed. Like, it's fine. Just a daily occurrence. No, but yeah, just put the hard work and effort in. Don't expect something to
happen. Ruby just coughed too.
When's it happening? It's gonna come around to you now.
You're gonna cough. That was great.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Go on, Sylvia.
But yeah, you just got to put the same hard work in. Like, don't expect something to happen straight away.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a big change happening now, and you really just have to commit to it and find the place that wants you. Like, PWA was really accepting and open to me. I just had to prove that I was there for the long run and wanted to, like, wrestle well. And then they saw the value in me in doing that, and here I am. Finally in the PWA roster.
That's so beautiful.
I just want to thank my mum and my dad for making me, because I'm amazing.
I love that. I love that. I think at my wedding.
Mm. I'll marry you.
When
to
I
me?
Have one. Guys, stop.
I would just like to say right now, Al, Ruby's partner, if you're listening,
Ruby
has left you for me.
This is, like, so awkward, because I am absolutely under the belief that, like, every person I walk past and every person I meet is actually madly in love with me.
Yeah.
Do you think
a joke.
No, that's good.
I absolutely
believe
it.
I'm the opposite. I'll walk past someone, don't know anything about them, that could be a serial killer, and I'll be like, wow, I love them.
I'm like, on a parallel line. If someone walks past me, I grab them by the shoulders. And I kiss them deeply in the mouth.
That's me in wrestling.
That's Silvio.
I just enter the ring
wrestling.
And I'm just like, yeah, hey guys.
The police have asked me politely to stop, but yeah, I've said, you're the police. I'm not listening.
This is a joke that we cannot make.
No.
Anyway, so one last question, because this is something that's very, very important to me that I want to hear from you. Who are your favorite wrestlers in the WWE?
Oh, okay. That's a hate. When I first started, it was The Undertaker.
Mine is also The Undertaker, but that's the only one I remember.
I just think he's extra and gay. Like, it's just, I'm a dead
all
man.
All gays
sure
love
you are.
Death.
Like, right?
Yeah.
True.
But then I started watching a lot of women's wrestling. So there was someone called Karma in WWE, but better known as Awesome Kong. Or if you watch Glow, she's Welfare Queen.
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go. There's a little bit of history for you. So the only person on Glow that's an actual wrestler that's on the main cast is Welfare Queen.
That's like just my life name.
Yeah.
It's just my life name.
It's my life name. But so she is my absolute favorite wrestler. She's not on WWE anymore though. If we're thinking of WWE now, my favorite would probably be a guy called Bray Wyatt. And my favorite female wrestler would be... This is a bit of a hard one because it's a bit of a mix. I'm gonna say right now it's gonna be Bayley, because I love an angry hugger right now. She's going through a pretty good period.
I love Asuka.
Oh,
I'm just obsessed with
Asuka.
I
just wanted to scream at me and kick my head clean off my shoulders.
Literally, like I wanted to headbutt me, and then like the line on her face is suddenly on my face. Yeah.
I don't know if this was related at all, but I went to get, because I personally don't watch WWE. I'm so sorry, everyone.
It's okay.
I knew. But I went and got a coffee earlier today. Thank you. No. I went and got a coffee, and then the guy who was serving me was like waving at me and holding a tissue to his nose. And I was like, oh, like, are you closed for the day? And he was like, no, my nose is just bleeding. What do you want? And I think he might have been wrestling beforehand.
Yeah. I think he's just
that,
like,
was actually me.
He was like dabbing his nose, and I put my hand in front of my face and like then tried to talk. It was dabbing his nose and waving you because you were going onto a boat off to war.
Also, I'm very stinky, so...
Goodbye, my lover. I'm off to army now.
Yeah. So I have one final question, and this unfortunately is not for you, Sylvia, because you already have your wrestling name.
I disagree.
Okay, you can come up with a new one if you want. So your wrestling name, Silvio Milano.
Yeah.
Ruby, what's your wrestling name?
Considering we don't have a lot of time left, my wrestling name, Big Janky.
Big Janky? Big, is because you're big and janky?
Yes.
Like, for those of you who don't know, Ruby's 6'6".
Yeah.
Very tall.
I changed my mind. Chunk Supreme.
I'm a fan of Big Janky, to be honest.
I do like Big Janky, but Chunk Supreme, I feel like, has a lot more power behind it.
My feet hurt.
Your feet hurt?
My feet hurt.
Iconic.
Sorry, my feet hurt or your feet hurt?
My feet hurt.
Okay.
Welcome,
makes sense.
Welcome to the stage. My feet hurt.
So... we're coming to the end.
No.
So sad.
Oh,
that's okay.
We must leave you.
I'm going to stay here.
Patrick will stay, but will be leaving you.
No, I'm kidding. We need to make way for the lovely, lovely, lovely boys at Hardcore Classic.
Our sweet, sweet Hardcore Classic boys that we love so much.
We do.
The sweet hardcore.
Thank you for listening. This has been It's a Gay Area on to SCR 107.3 and Joy FM 94.9.
That's Ruby.
And that's Patrick.
And Silvio is also here. And
I'm pointing to myself.
Thank you. And we'd like to thank our producers as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now we're going to play a song. And this one comes off of the lovely June Jones's new album, Diana, and is called Big Art Museum. This has been It's a Gay Area on to SCR 107.3 and Joy 94.9.
And with all our shows, I'm going to leave you with a big kiss.
That was a little kiss, bigger.
Mwah!
Thank you.
That's okay.